listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Welcome to 2020 and the AHDB Pork podcast channel. A new year and for some, a new beginning. Trying to undo the excesses of the festive season, perhaps, whether that's on the waistline or the credit card. I'm John Bates, and in this podcast, we're taking a look at pork marketing activity, and in particular, the latest midweek meal campaign, which is appearing on a television set near you. With the wonders of technology, we're in two different places, but I can now link up, if that technology works, with the person who knows all there is to know about the multi-million pound campaign that AHDB Pork is currently funding. The person I'm going to talk to is Carrie McDermott, Senior Marketing Manager with AHDB Pork. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for joining us. Tell me a little bit about the midweek marketing campaign and what the aim of it is.
So the campaign aims to shift consumer perceptions around pork as suitable to eat during midweek. So we know from research that some consumers think that pork is only suitable as a weekend roast, and we want to present pork as more of an exciting alternative for as a midweek option. Research also tells us that consumers think that pork is lacking in versatility and can be a bit unhealthy or high in fat. So we've chosen to focus on pork medallions because they're low in fat, which gives a great option to use in global cuisine. It's quick to cook and perfect for those on a health kick in January.
Okay, so I guess then it's all about the all-important recipes. Where can we go to find some recipes?
So our website, lovepork.co.uk, has all the recipes that you'll see on TV for you to try, as well as lots more recipe inspiration. All of our campaigns developed by our in-house food communications manager have been nutritionally analysed, and many are low in fat and green across the traffic light system. We also have a Did You Know section where consumers can find out about pork's health benefits. And we've sent out recipe cards and posters to over 700 butchers in the UK.
Great. So from a consumer point of view, where can we see the campaign?
So the campaign launched with a TV advert on the 13th of January, and the campaign runs until the 23rd of February. The TV ad will be seen by over 20 million people. So the adverts are running on top TV shows, including ITV's This Morning and Coronation Street, foodie shows like Jamie and Jimmy's Friday Night Feast, as well as Film 4, Sky One and many more. We've actually tweaked the TV advert for January to include more of a health message, which is pork medallions are just as healthy as chicken breasts, because we know from research that that works really well to highlight pork's health credentials to consumers. We also have a range of social content, which includes health animations and recipe content, which our in-house team have created, and it's being really well received on digital. Retailers and processors are also supporting with temporary recipe cards, stickers on packs, and online advertising on retailer sites.
Goodness me, sounds like all bases are covered. So is the campaign part of a longer strategy?
Yeah, so this is the third year of the midweek meal strategy, and we've spent nearly 8 million over those years. So we've been really focused on driving a change in attitude in pork, and we've seen some success. So it's been great to see that we've increased attitudes towards pork being suitable as a midweek meal option by 9%. And we've delivered nearly £25 million worth of sales from advertising alone, and that doesn't include promotions. And we just had the sales in for our last autumn campaign, which saw an 80% increase in pork medallion volume sales year on year. And in fact, the campaign's been so successful that we're looking at promoting it for a fourth year.
All right. OK, then. So tell me a little bit about that then. So what's next?
So we're looking at plans to support medallions and other lean cuts. And alongside that, actually, which is a new kind of area of focus, we're looking at how we can improve the reputation of pork from a health, welfare and sustainability perspective. So we've been working closely with industry to discuss how we can carve out a progressive vision for our meat sectors and how this could also come together in a brand new advertising campaign.
I'm interested in some of the statistics that you gave us. You talked about the amount of money that's been spent, and you've also, or perhaps I should say invested, you've also talked about some of the in-house creative people and so on. So AHDB are really part of making this happen then. We're not outsourcing to agencies. We've got some smart people and they're cracking on with it.
Yeah, we've got a fantastic digital and design team who are creating assets for us, whether that's videos, whether that's social content. They actually created the end frame, the end part of our TV advert. And it's great to see the work producing some really high quality work, which is well received from consumers and levy payers alike.
How can levy payers get involved?
So they can follow us on social media, on Facebook or Instagram, and follow the AHDB Pork Twitter feed. If they reshare our content, it helps spread the message more widely about how tasty, healthy and versatile pork can be. And we've also got many assets which they can download from lovepork.co.uk/assets.
Carrie, interestingly, you specifically mentioned those 700 butchers and the kits that you've sent to them. Tell me a little bit more about that, if you would.
Yeah, so we provide a free range of kits for independent butchers to support them and pork sales. So the kits contain recipe cards, and they're perfect for January in that they're really healthy and quick to cook. And we also have posters there as well. And we've also, for the first time, we launched a Christmas kit in partnership with Beef and Lamb, which had lovely festive recipes in.
Carrie, it's really good to hear from you, and it's great to hear about the work that you're doing, and I'm sure that levy payers and the butchers and so on that are involved with selling pork to the public, I'm sure they'll be delighted to hear about the great work that you're doing. Thanks very much.
Thank you, John.
Now, sticking solidly to the theme of marketing, I want to seamlessly move to my next guest, Carl Pendlebury. Carl joins us on the line, so let's again hope the technology sticks with us. Carl is the Quality Schemes Manager for AHDB, and we're set to talk about some other marketing activity which has got chefs talking up and down the country. Hi, Carl.
Hi, John.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Now, I gathered that you've been involved with a filming project which has produced a set of films called Off the Block, and they feature quality British beef and lamb with a guest appearance from Pork. Why did AHDB make these videos?
Well, that steps back a little time, actually, and it goes back to 2017, when there was actually a World Meat Congress, which was held in Uruguay. Our strategy directors went across to that meeting and came back with enthusiasm about creating a set of films based around what an American pork business had done, around managing and promoting pig products across the United States into the food service. When they came back to us, they said, we'd really like this produced for Beef and Lamb, and so the story began of trying to piece together what we called Series 1, which was 2017-2018 time period. That went really well. We had a mix of chefs involved, from our ambassador chef Chris Wheeler at Stoke Park Club, which is really up there in the chefing world, and right down to gastro pub level, albeit of a Michelin bib standard, with Dominic Chapman. And they produced some fantastic dishes. They provided their time free of charge for us because they really believed in quality British product being utilised through the food service. And that's how the story of Off the Block actually began to take shape as we know it today.
Well, that sounds fascinating. I'm particularly intrigued by the fact that some of these great names are giving their time for nothing, which is to be commended. Just give me a little bit about background idea to who watches these films.
So the total audience of this film started out at being chef to chef inspiration. what it's actually grown into is chef to chef, and what we terminate as foodists or the serious food people of the consumer world as well. The films are taking between 25 and 32,000 views over the first few days that they've been released, and then it does slow down a little bit. But to put that into context, the American films were happy with 2,500 views over 3 months. So what we've created is a whole shockwave event. It's sort of throwing a pebble in a pond, that we have someone of notability say something, and that ripple effect carries on giving the message outwards regarding quality British beef or quality British lamb. And it really showcases those products to the best of the ability of that chef. Yeah, yeah. The US really thought, in fact, some of the US ones have only had 250 views over 3 years now. Last year, it was totally Facebook, and Facebook was really slow because the quality standard mark Facebook page is facing butchers rather than any other sector of the industry. So it was really slow at getting people involved in it. So this year, we got permission to start the Insta page, which chefs are really big on. We started from zero on there, and we're now at 798 followers. And when you look at the profiles of those guys, 85% of them have got chef in the name or around the restaurant or something like that. So it's all the right people. Some of those guys are sharing that and actually putting that out there with their profiles. And most of these guys have got between 2,000 and 5,000 dedicated followers to the, so we know that we're getting to some of the actual, what I'd call real foodie sector of consumerism as well.
So this is great. Carrie was talking a few minutes ago about the midweek meal campaign, and this is a different strategy altogether because we're getting chefs talking about the quality of the produce and the different recipes and uses. And just to reiterate, this is beef, lamb and pork.
Definitely. We've got a guest appearance coming in from pork, and we are really excited to be working with the pork category. We've taken one of the new cuts that have been developed by AHDB, and that is the pork Henry. It's so versatile. It upsells a sector of the animal that historically has been used for sausages or exported on a low value arena. And now we're getting it into food service where the chefs are now making a big deal about this in different ways that they can showcase this particular part of the animal. So carcass utilization is playing a big part within these films as well to showcase the whole animal and not just the steak arena.
Okay, you are competing with a few gremlins in the system here in the background of your voice, but we'll keep going. So just tell me, who makes these films and where can I watch them?
So the films are made totally in-house. We have a fantastic digital team that we work with. The skill level that we've got inside AHDB now is absolutely phenomenal. The films are made to cinematic quality. It's been a step away from the normal documentary-type films that we've done to being more of an entertainment, information, inspirational system, and they do an absolutely fantastic job for us. In terms of being able to watch these films, they are on Facebook, and we'll post a link in the bio to this. So that's in the Quality Standard Mark Off the Block Facebook page. We have an Insta page where we've got all the chefs listed. We have all the films listed there, and that's at Off the Block. And we also post them on YouTube and the Simply Beef and Lamb website. So over all mediums, people can watch these films and actually take inspiration from the chefs that are giving their time freely to promote quality British produce.
Yeah, just picking up on that point then, that chefs have given their time freely. One is bound to ask, what's in it for them?
Chefs are very passionate people about produce. They're very good at actually being in front of a camera as well. And if it's showcasing them and showcasing the produce, what they do, they just love to be in that position. You only need to look at Instagram or Twitter and look at the amount of chefs that are out there and the amount of inspiration they try to put out by themselves. So actually to have a medium to be able to do that and a focus to be able to do that to inspire new generations coming into the catering world, as well as some of the established chefs to look into their world, they just love that type of thing and they love to do it with quality produce.
Okay, Carl, well, you tell a great story. So thank you very much for that. And just to reiterate for listeners to this, if you want to view any one of these films, then if you look in the show notes that accompany this podcast, all the links are there. You can use Facebook. You can view them on a number of platforms. So thank you very much to our guests today, to Carrie McDermott and Carl Pendlebury, and not least, producer of this podcast, Miriam Druitt. If you've got any questions about this podcast or ideas about future editions, please get in touch with AHDB via the AHDB website. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.
Hello and welcome to the first Pork Talk of 2020. Today I'm going to talk a little about recent developments in pig prices. Over the past year, the SPP has increased by over 20 pence and recently broke through the psychological 160p barrier. Clearly the situation is much more favourable for producers than at the start of last year. As has been well documented, the strong export market enables this price growth. Increased demand from China has pushed average price of these exports up to about 183 pence per kilogram in October, higher than the price at which we export product to a number of EU countries. Of course, this is still much lower than the price cuts trade at in the UK, but remember, these shipments will still contain a lot of the lower value products that we typically export to Asia. Nonetheless, we are hearing that the prices on offer in China are increasingly bringing this market into direct competition with the domestic market for meat traditionally consumed here. This creates a difficulty, as domestic demand has struggled this year. Pig meat retail sales were down 4% on the year for the 12 weeks ended the 3rd of November. Prices have started to rise for some processed products, perhaps reflecting a lack of trim as less processing is done on products exported to China. However, in Britain, fresh frozen primary pork prices are still 1% lower than in 2018 during the period, and volume sales were down 5%. With this in mind, it is difficult to see how rising prices will be tolerated by domestic consumers. Processors and retailers may well find themselves struggling to negotiate prices that effectively compete with the export market. The big question is, how much will this draw product away from the British market to Asia? An increasing proportion of our production is already being exported. In the third quarter, exports equated to about 31% of UK pig meat production. Typically, about 28% is exported. Looking ahead, prices are expected to remain high this year, as Chinese pig meat production is expected to fall further, enabling more import demand growth. The latest EU medium-term outlook anticipates EU pig prices in 2020 will average 18% higher than in 2019. Growth may be particularly biased towards the first half of the year, as there are expectations supplies in China could be particularly short at this time as attempts at herd rebuilding limit the availability of pigs for slaughter. What with Brexit and ongoing ASF developments in both Europe and Asia, potential disruptors to this outlook remain. For more up-to-date information on the latest pig meat market developments, please visit the prices and stats section of the AHDB Pork website.
If you've got ideas
for future shows
or thoughts on episodes you've listened to,
tell us what you think
using our short online form, which you can find on our podcast page or in the episode show notes.